This is one of the things that is spoke about the fact that it says, Ad Havaya Mamish, it says, Lalish Milo Lemakari, go back to its source. The concept of tshuva is, he says there's two avenues. One is to go back to God Mamish. What's he adding to the word Mamish? Mamish shows on two different things that exist at the same time. Well, like we said in Perek Beis in Tanya, that a person, a Jew, is a chelko kam and ma'al mamish. He has a part of himself that's godly and then is mamish. What is godly and mamish? Mamish means tangible. And the point that we're trying to say is that what's unique about a Jew is that his spirituality is tangible. That's what discerns, that's what makes the difference between a Jew and everybody else, is that everybody else, everything is created by God. But the question is that tangible? Is that something that he can act with? Is that something that he can change with? In the Nefesh Elokei, it's mamish, it could be changed. It actually does affect. And that's what he's saying about tshuva also. Tshuva is connecting to that part. So what does he do? He's reaching to a higher level, and mamish, he actually makes a change in his physical life. That is what's going to be unique about tshuva. A lot of people feel remorseful if they did something wrong. It's like a strong positive energy that overtakes you. You know, I shouldn't be that guy. I don't want to do. How many good resolutions have been made in life? And then afterwards, it doesn't stay because he wasn't a liar when they said it. It's true, but there's no mamish in it. There's no tangibility in it. There's nothing in it that can ground it, that it stays, that resolves, where a person actually, when that situation shows up again, he can overcome it. The concept of addiction is that he cannot overcome it by himself. That's why it's a medical term right now. Right now, certain drugs, alcohol, these things are addiction. And once they label it addiction, so then it's eligible for insurance. And the reason why it's eligible for insurance is because the person can't do it anymore. He can't. So in other words, at this point, what the medical legal department say is, when he reaches this point, there's no mamish. There's no tangibility. It cannot be grounded. The only thing you can try to do is you can try to put him through these hospitals, through these things, and force him and do other things to kind of create that. And then they say 20%, 30% return, maybe, whatever. But over here, we're talking about that is what you, with a Jew, we don't believe that. You know, we have a person who can always, always change. Even now already, there's some strong opinions that it's not like that. There was a book last year by a professor in Harvard also. He said that it's not addiction. A person can change over. He's never lost to a point that he can't return. But that is already common talk speaking in Chassidus. Olaus Milo Milo. So what's he saying, Olaus? He just said that Ad Havaya Baruch Hu, that you can do tshuva till you reach God in it and mamish and bring it down. And then he says afterwards, Olaus Milo Milo, to go higher. So this is one place that the Rebbe speaks at length based on his father's talk, for explanations on it, and he's basically saying is there are two levels, like we spoke about. One is the resolution of being of change, and B, what to do to change the diet that actually will actually stick. The second part, the Lalis Milo Milo Makere, is the part that didn't have that resolved. The next day, when you're not as excited as yesterday, what the steps that are needed to do to keep that resolve and make sure that sticks. In other words, you're connecting here. Here, what do we say? We said, let's say, for example, there's two friends. Let's go back to the relationship where, let's say, father and a son, and they get in a fight. And now they don't talk. You don't talk to each other. And then all of a sudden, they remind themselves, or one reminds the other, that they're a father. And you remember when we were, and you remember how we are, and you know, you're my fam, your son, your father. Now all of a sudden, they're thinking past the head, past everything. They're going to the core point of their relationship. Once they do that and you start acting differently, then it's like a new relationship. Same thing over here. Since the Yipat Kaap of God already blew a nefesh, a soul into us, and we did a chet, and we kind of blocked that out. We created blockages to that. So now when a person does an aver, when the person does tshuva, he's reconnecting not to that part. He already destroyed that part. He's going to higher. He's going to the fact that we're one. He's going to a much deeper part that nothing can get into our way. It's interesting. The term mitzvah is rupture. Term mitzvah is called the will of God. The thing of what will is, you could will differently. And since you can will differently, that means there is a part that the will is limited, and then you can go higher than that. So true, he wanted this. He wanted you to put on tefillin, and you didn't put on tefillin. And now you did tshuva on it. And now you did, you know, he can will to have you, even though you didn't want to do tshuva. That means there's a much stronger bond. It's more than just the actual deed. You're going to the core of the relationship. That's that. The term shinokha, you go back to the core itself. And that's why about tshuva is considered way greater than a tzaddik. Why is he greater than a tzaddik? He did a verse because he went to the core. He revealed the fact that he turned his life around and he's changed. He shows that his relationship is much bigger than all the deals that exist, even spiritual deals. That this bond is beyond anything else that's in front of us, behind us, our history is beyond everything. And I'm not limited to that. And I can change. And that brings that, to bring out that energy, a tzaddik can't even do. And that's what the term, this is a very important point. The term shinokho, it's like before life even began, because it's where you're one and you're not separable. So therefore, there's nothing that's going to stop us. Later, the matter was established with Guf and Guf Adam, coming down into this body with all the issues that a body has and creates in the person. That's part of his nefesh, like we said before. This is considered a real tshuva. This is where it's tshuva. It's not so much that because you tshuva on a chet that you have done. That's the small part of it. Real tshuva is that you bring out the real relationship. This is the tshuva yilah. This is what the Zohar is talking about in the beginning. In the beginning, we said Shaykh Bamuna that in Geras Tshuva, he said, the Zohar said there's certain averes that you can't do tshuva, that says you can't do tshuva. And then he says, what he means not tshuva means just regular remorse is not enough. So there are certain relationships that just saying I'm sorry is not enough. So if there's two people who are friends, one person could do something to somebody, and no matter how many times you say I'm sorry, it's just not good enough. I have nothing to do with you anymore. If there's a problem, we can't get together. Versus a parent and a child, there will always be a place where they can make up first, because their bond is stronger than any situation. That would be considered tshuva yilah. Tshuva tatah is where you just actually deal with the actual issue. And you actually say, I'm sorry, and we won't do it again. And not only that, I'm going to try harder. So there's a reconnection of the bond. Tshuva yilah is where you're totally in a different place. You reconnected on a level beyond any of these issues. And just forget about whatever happened. I don't want to even think about it. Shaka tshuva tatah. What's your cost of the day on Kaddish?
Certain averes that tshuva tatah is enough.
That's 5 minutes long.
What? Certain averes that tshuva tatah is enough.
Tshuva tatah is enough. As a mitzvah of doing tshuva, it's enough, but not really what the essence of what tshuva is supposed to be. Like, now that you're in this other ball game, you've got to take advantage of it. Like, once now we're already at a different point, and that's why Bokashal tshuva. The point is not just to. Let me ask you a question. If someone lost money and then he changes all his business and he basically makes up for what he lost, and he has so much more opportunity, he's just stopping. It's okay, I made up for what I lost, now I'm stopping. You're going to be an idiot. Now that you've already changed around, you're on an upswing, take it to a new place that it hasn't been before. You did the hard part. The hard part was to turn it around. You turned it around. Now go. Now fly. That's what your real law is. The tshuva yilah, he decides to create. What is tshuva yilah? When you're actually doing it with tremendous love and passion, So now you're doing mitzvahs and teretz completely different, because this is who your new character is. So now you actually feel it. You're not just doing it as a commandment. You're doing it because this is my love. This is my life. The Iyu Ben Yudkei, Bino. Because what the Zohar is saying, that what comes out is the Vav. The Vav comes out from the Hey, the Yudkei, Vavkei. We said the ways of distribution. It's a little Kabbalistic. So Bino is an acronym of Ben Yudkei, the son of Yud and Hey. And the son of the Yud and Hey, Yud is Chochmeh, Hey is Bino, is the insight. And then understanding comes Vav, which is emotions. Real emotion. So after good contemplation and good realization and good thinking, could somebody have a real emotion? He, like we said, the Yivashate Aleya, that he draws, this draw that the Baal Tshuva has, this hunger that I've done wrong and I don't want to be this person, this lack of, this complete feeling of not being happy with the structure. Shana doesn't have that. Shana doesn't have that. I'm not happy what I have. Why shouldn't he be happy what he has? He has doing good. He has a good situation. There's no feeling of remorse. There's no remorse. He's doing good. He's done good. So the only thing is, he can say, I want to be better. So you strive a little harder. Baal Tshuva doesn't have that. He says, there's a part of me that's bad. I want that thing. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be that passive. It's not my character. He actually wants to leave himself. That desire, says, is the fuel of true of real greatness. With much more forcefulness, as he said, this car for Malta to get closer to the Eibishter.
You must know if he's about
to. We're